With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Crutchfield and by the Visualite Cinema, the Valley's home for world-class cinema, including foreign and independent film. No Country for Old Men was a fluke. With their moribund spy caper Burn After Reading, the Coen brothers returned to the uninspired ground they've trod most of this decade. Recall that before No Country, they made Two Dogs, The Lady Killers, and Intolerable Cruelty. Burn After Reading is their first original screenplay since the gorgeous but dreary The Man Who Wasn't There, and their ability to construct elegant, spring-loaded plots appears to have faded away. I never thought the Coens would write a script with so few surprises, then direct it so you can see them coming. And this time they don't have a soulful lead performance to balance out the vile and silly behavior they so dearly love. Every actor in Burn After Reading is asked to play someone pitiably narrow-minded or spiteful, except for the great J.K. Simmons, who brings a cheerfully ruthless pragmatism to his two scenes as a CIA bigwig. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Frances McDormand, and John Malkovich draw isolated laughs, but you tire of them quickly. They establish the boring obsessions of their characters, booze, fitness, plastic surgery, then repeat themselves. Meanwhile, the Coens are shackled by their formal perfectionism. The impeccable framing, evocative lighting, and lush, somber score belong in a different movie, one with empathy, or at least irony. Burn After Reading is a fussy movie about wacky people. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by the Visualite Cinema and by Crutchfield, bringing the theater home with a selection of digital flat panel TVs and home theater gear in Charlottesville, Harrisonburg, and at crutchfield.com. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.